And welcome to a brand new Snitch and Lens podcast for a brand new week.
Cha-cha-cha!
Lindsay's throwing punches in the studio. That means it's time to kick things off. Are you playing it cool,
Lindsay? I'm always playing it cool.
There's a brand new $5 coin that's come out. I'll tell you more about that later. I know. Hold on to your pants. And I've discovered something about myself. Another discovery. All coming up very soon.
Snitch discovering things about his body.
I'm going through puberty, guys. Just bear with me. Linsman, let me put a scenario towards you, all right?
Hit me up.
It is your last day on a radio station, okay? You have a show, okay. An afternoon show.
Afternoon show, yep, so that's a good show.
That's a good show.
Great show.
You're just presenting music, though. It's nothing fancy.
Okay.
No comedy involved.
Still on radio.
It's still on radio, okay.
Still presenting.
But, okay, they've let you go, all right? This sometimes happens in radio.
How long has this been? Six months? 6 years?
No, 3 years.
Okay, that's a good
run. Been on for 3 years. People know you, okay? They know you as that guy that's on the radio.
Yeah.
All right? They're letting you go, all right? You have a farewell party in the afternoon.
Yep.
Some people offer you some drinks.
I shall take them.
But you have to go on the radio in an hour's time.
Hmm. Okay. What is the problem here?
So are Getting you going to take them?
I think I'm going to take one.
Okay. Well, you and possibly this lady would have a lot in common, Lindsay.
What's happened?
Okay. So this
Tell me the story.
This is in the UK. A presenter on a radio station, a small radio station, but still a commercial radio station.
Yep.
Has been let go. You know, she's moving shift now. This is her last shift. She has a farewell party in the afternoon. She takes the same path as you do. She has a few drinks before she goes on air. Let's see if you can tell.
For the last time on this show, let's say you pick the music. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Be part of it.
It's always better when you are. Paula, enjoy your day and thanks for being yourself from Glen. Paula, we'll miss your wit and sense of humour last lunchtime. Some people will say, oh, thank goodness for that. She's gone.
This is the best part.
Other people will go, how will I get the dog to sleep? Because I know that people actually play this show out for their dogs. How lovely.
Oh, my goodness. She's tapping the mic and talking over the program. She's gone, skis.
Yeah. She is straight up hammered on air. So she got pulled off air after half an hour of that. But, man, she made the right decision.
Going
Absolutely.
Out on a blah.
Going out on a high, literally. Just absolutely tearing up the airways. But it brings me to another point, Lindsay.
Okay.
You and I,
yeah,
we've never been this professional, okay? We're at our peak of professionality now, all right?
I wouldn't call it professional.
We've done this for a while. I feel like we've got some professionality behind us.
We're decent, yeah.
Yes.
I'd say we're pretty good. Yeah, why not?
Yeah. We didn't always used to be this professional.
No.
We also have been given the choice a couple of times and maybe having, you know, a little bit of a...
Few drinks before the show.
Maybe.
Just get a few laughs
in. In our younger years. And I've actually got a recording of that.
Oh, no.
From, well, we've been broadcasting for, what, 7 years now?
7 years, yeah.
Yeah. From probably roughly 7 years ago.
When we first started, when we thought alcohol was the comedy.
Mm.
Wasn't so.
Let's see if it is.
I love that song.
Oh, great song.
It's great.
Great song. Great song. Who was it again?
Wolfbach. No.
Do you want to fight me?
Hey.
Do you
want to
fight me?
Hey, mate, I don't
want to
fight.
Do you want to throw this at you?
No. Just calm down. I just want an honest question of the rock gods.
You know what? Love you, man.
I love you too.
This guy right here.
Yeah.
This guy right here, best mate ever.
Best mate ever.
Go. Best idea ever. Get your own radio show. Best idea in the world,
Have a few tooies before we come on in.
We're going to be the next American Rosso.
Ah.
Yeah. Radio gods.
Radio gods.
No one will overtake them.
Nah.
Ever.
They are amazing.
Never.
Yeah.
No.
But seriously.
Well, you're on Hawkesbury Radio 89.9.
Oh.
It is a beautiful night outside.
It's Tuesday.
It is not going to be very comfortable later, though.
Hang on, I got the weather forecast. Weather forecast here. It's going to be cloudy tomorrow. What? What's wrong?
I don't like clouds.
Well, you have to get your laundry dry or something.
Yeah.
Put your nitties in a bunch.
I put my nitties in a bunch.
Is that what happens when you do laundry?
Yeah, well, I get my nitties in a bunch.
Because my mum still does my laundry.
Well, of course she does.
She'll probably do it till I'm 30.
Hey.
don't say my mum's name. Radio. why are you doing this, man?
Oh.
It's meant to be a comedy show.
Cherry.
Not grill your best friend on radio show with saying his mum and auntie's name.
Yeah.
Why don't I just come up with some comedy of my own?
Look, this is not going to matter, Lens, man.
Why?
Because when we're famous,
we
don't have to answer to no one.
No, it's gonna be gold.
Don't have to answer to Cherry. Don't have to answer to Don't have to answer no one.
Just screw those guys off.
Yeah.
Seriously, when I finish my HSC and uni, which are so hard at the moment.
How hard is the HSC?
Oh, man.
I have never studied so little in my life.
Standard English.
Standard maths.
Oh.
You whinge about it. You do bloody advanced shit.
Well, but I can relate, man.
No, I can relate. You can't relate. You want to fight me?
No, hey, I'll fight. Let's do it.
Let's fight.
Let's fight it out. Who's the better motherfucking decision?
This is Wolf Mother.
Lensman, you're late.
I am late. I am half an hour late to the show.
Yep. Congratulations. First time. Yeah. Usually you are punctual as.
Usually I'm here early. Where is this guy?
Yeah,
Come on.
I'm just lagging behind.
I've got jokes to tell and places to be.
Not only am I late for the podcast, I'm late for work as well. I'm late for life.
Every day.
Yeah.
But today?
It was a different story.
I was late. I came in, I grabbed your keys, went to your apartment, grabbed something to eat.
Yeah. This is just the way we do things, by the way. People might not know this. It sounds a little weird.
Yeah.
But I work at the radio station. So yep. Lindsay comes, grabs my keys, and you go back to my place just to chill.
Just to chill.
Because you have normal hours.
Yeah.
Because you finish it. What time?
3 o'clock, but trust me, it goes a lot longer.
Oh, just trust me.
There's all that prep and just.
I'm around for another 15 hours.
Yeah, so let's roll by. But anyway, I've driven in, picked up your keys from you, parked at your place. I went, a bit hungry, might grab something to eat.
Yeah,
picked on down to Subway, and then went back to your place. Wasn't much to do, laid on your bed.
For one thing, didn't say you could lie in my bed, all right?
It was inviting. I'm like, this chair's a little bit uncomfortable.
Didn't even say you could go to my bedroom, to be honest, but that's fine.
Just went up to the bedroom, just to check things out. It's like, yeah, everything's where it should be. It's great.
Yep.
Laid on your pillow. I'm just like, what should I do for the next hour?
There he goes. He's off to Z-Town. What, like 3 hours later?
Woke up in a panic like, oh man, what time is it? 20 minutes late. I'm like, crap, 10 minutes to get there. Like, looking a bit chilly outside too. Didn't bring a jacket. What snitch got in the closet?
Oh.
Grab out the thickest jacket. So
brings my jacket in as well. Thanks, Lindsman.
Well, you can't wear it. I'm wearing it at the moment.
Yeah,
so
I'm aware of that. Okay.
It's comfy.
You see, I don't understand this because this is what usually happens, right? You're in your own bed, okay?
Yeah.
It's morning, and then you wake up like, oh, I'm late. It's very rarely happens that you wake up in your best mate's bed. Unless there's something going down.
And then go through then into his closet and start wearing his clothes.
Yeah, exactly.
I've stolen your identity.
Yeah, basically you're stealing my identity. So don't go near my wallet or anything near my wallet. Because
I've already got your keys.
I've got
your keys over here.
So, Lindsman, I've discovered a new little eatery around my house.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's a Japanese place.
Interesting.
Now, you've been to Japan with me.
Yeah, I really didn't like the food. I don't think I'll like this restaurant either.
Well, Lindsay, you're not the only one, okay? Mm-hmm. Because before I went, because I'm a conscientious eater, or just an eater in general, I decided to look it up on Urban Spoon.
You go find out if it's good.
Yeah, well, Urban Spoon, it's like a food reviewing site. They review restaurants, okay? It's the biggest one. I'll have a look, all right?
Yeah,
I just don't want to get food poisoning, basically. Went on there, plenty of good reviews. Great, I'm going to head along.
That's cool.
But there was one review that caught my eye. And it was the one bad review out of all of them.
Oh, disgruntled customer heading straight to Urban Spoon to dish those people a bad name.
Yep, dish them a bad name. Lindsay, he was not happy, but he was only not happy for one specific reason.
Okay, what is this reason? Was his meal cold? Was it something not tasting right?
Okay, well, no, it wasn't even that, okay? He said, you know, the food wasn't as great as he thought it would be from all these great reviews, okay?
Okay.
So what? You know?
Okay.
So you had an average time at this place. It's no reason to give it a really bad review.
Yeah.
The last sentence is what got me. Okay, said, it's great, except the salad dressing looked like spoof. So I'm assuming that this man's 12 years old, for one thing, okay? And he's thought of this. This is a general criticism of this place. Yeah. That, mate, if you're going to give me salad dressing, it looks like salad dressing or nothing, okay? Yeah. Don't give it to me if it looks even slightly like mayonnaise, okay? I don't know what
this... wasn't too keen to taste it, was he?
No, was not keen at all.
Like, tasted like salad dressing, looked like spoof.
Looked like spoof, all right? I can't imagine Gordon Ramsay rocking up to a place and be like, love the food, guys. Great, love it, all right. But the salad dressing, way too much like semen for my liking, to be honest, okay? And the weird thing was, like, I'm aware that, you know, food is meant to have good presentation,
yeah.
Right? Okay, so maybe he's making, you know, a kind of comment on the presentation, yeah. Right? He's not. Because I go there and that's just what it looks like.
You went there and it looks like spoof.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's like going to an apple juice factory and complaining that the apple juice looks like piss, okay? Or going to a fudge factory and, you see where I'm going with this.
Researchers have found an ancient piece of poo.
All right, here we go. All right.
Stop the press. Everyone stop. Okay. Everyone stop. Poo alert. Poo alert. We've possibly found one of the oldest pieces of poo.
We have got to the point now where we're making poo noises in the studio. All right.
We have a poo alert.
Ready for this.
We have a big red button in the studio.
It just says poo on it.
Poo alert.
And so there's two. There's one for when we're talking about it. There's one for when Lindsay has an accident.
Mix them up.
When he says some bad Mexican. We had one of them in the US, actually.
Maybe.
We should have had a big button then. Someone else could have taken care of it. Sorry, poo alert.
Research.
Here we go.
Okay, researchers have found in Cyprus, in an old castle, look down a toilet and go on, that poo looks a little bit dried, a little bit old, possibly 1,000 years old.
Wow, that's some old poo.
It's some old poo.
I was under the impression that poo is biodegradable.
That's what I thought.
That it would just break down.
Yeah.
I don't know what this guy was eating.
No, eventually it would just turn white and then disappear.
Yeah, yeah.
Get mowed over by the lawnmower and then just like go into the grass.
This guy must have been snacking on some uranium or something. His poo's got a half-life. It's glowing.
But I honestly don't think it's 1,000 years old. No way it could be, because it would break down.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
I think, with all the Cypress party goers out there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's been some drinking, there's a bit of partying going on, some guy's going, oh, I've got to drop one. I see an old castle over there.
Am I going to go to the porty potty, or am I going to go live like a king? Okay.
And perch on his throne.
Exactly.
Plop on out. And researchers have gone, we found something.
Oh, we found something here, guys.
And everyone else is having a bit of laugh.
You know what this is, Lindsay?
What's that?
This is a pretty bad day for the researchers.
Why is that?
Well, I mean, no researcher wants to go and find that, do they?
No one
researchers go out there to look at giant buildings, and they go out there to learn about life.
And dinosaurs and flora and fauna, those kind of things.
Exactly. You don't go to a toilet. There's one guy in this bunch of researchers that's gone, no, guys, this is not for child's play, all right?
Get that guy to my house. He can look down my toilet any day. I don't have to flush it anymore.
Linz, man, I love music.
Yeah, you love it.
Yeah, instruments. I own a few. I have a guitar.
You can play heaps of them.
Yeah, heaps of them. Two of them. Yeah, sure. Barely one.
Well, there's more than I can play.
Okay, I can play guitar. I really can't play piano. All right, that's it.
You just know the keys, and it's like ding, ding, ding.
But you know one instrument that has eluded me up until this time? I've never played one.
Violin.
No.
Harp.
No, I played one of them too.
Saxophone.
That's not even a real instrument. So, no, you're right. I haven't played that one.
Oh, okay. No one's can play
but
that.
Lindsay, the theremin.
The theremin?
Do you know what a theremin is,
Lindsay? What is a theremin? Is it like a thermometer?
Let me play you some theremin, Lindsay.
Okay.
Let me play you the most majestic instrument you're going to hear tonight.
Let's do it. Okay.
This is on YouTube. This is a man trying to do a cover of the Game of Thrones theme song.
Wow.
And just listen to how beautiful it is. Because, you know, the original theme song is beautiful.
Oh, it's awesome.
It is beautiful. This cover blows it out of the water.
Play it again, Sam.
That is by far.
Is he playing with his ass cheeks?
Yes, very astute of you to make the assumption that, yes, he is possibly farting this. But no, Lindsay, this is the beautiful theremin. This man has spent a good amount of time learning that song, okay?
Learn it. Let's put that
Learned the song, all right? He's not doing this by ear. He sat there and figured it out. And my God, what a payoff.
Oh, huh? My goodness.
Yes.
Stick to your craft, son, because that's amazing.
Yeah, that is beautiful. Let's get the theremin into an orchestra.
Yeah, maybe we can get him to do something for the Snitch and Lynch show.
Oh, Max, the way this show's been going so far, it's going to be the f***ing highlight.
I've got a superstitious friend who believes every time we go out to dinner with her and she orders dinner, every time, or a majority of the time, maybe not every time, there's always a hair in her food, okay?
Right. So now, this has happened on multiple occasions.
It's happened multiple occasions, enough for her to believe that it's going to happen every time, that she's cursed.
Right.
Okay? And I'm not talking little hairs. We're talking big, black.
Big, black, curly ones.
Curly ones wrapped around the chicken.
just torn it up like a big old rissole.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like, did I order chicken with his hair? Yeah. She believes that. And I was like, that can't be true. We went out the other day. Didn't happen, okay? So I was like, well, obviously it doesn't happen. It's just superstition.
Yeah.
Okay? So I was wondering, do you guys know any superstitions? We have a guest in the studio.
Yeah, actually, we've got Shane in the studio. I want to bring you in on this. So you told us that you have a superstition because you are sparky.
Yeah. Being a tradie, I believe that if you're going to walk under a ladder, it is bad luck, but as long as you walk back under the ladder backwards, you'll be fine.
Right.
Well, I'm stuffed because I worked as a trade assistant for a year. I did not do that.
Walking under ladders.
I was walking under ladders all the time, playing with asbestos, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Just left, right, and center.
Yep, it's not great.
So the whole myth of the walking through under the ladder is, I feel like that's a bad thing because it's like an OH&S thing, right?
I see people all the time, if I get a ladder up and they walk under it, they go, uh-oh, and they're like, oh, I'm cursed, and they run away screaming.
That's not going to help you.
Guys, just stay calm, just walk backwards, do the moonwalk under the ladder, you'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
You'll please the ladder gods.
15 years I've been walking under ladders and I'm still here.
Yeah, well, that's
knock on wood.
Yeah. Well, there's a knock on wood. Suspicious.
Yeah, it's very suspicious. Although I've got a superstition as well, but I don't know whether this counts as a superstition.
Okay, tell us.
All right, this is my superstition and it really isn't.
Okay, cool.
It's just something that I do, all right?
Okay.
I believe...
If I wash myself in the shower, I'll be fine.
I'll stay
clean.
Yeah, I'll be clean. I believe that the second you open milk, it's already going bad, all right?
What?
Like, I'll open a thing of milk, right, one day.
So
I'll have
like,
a coffee. Yep. I'll come back down the next day. I'll smell it. And I'll tell you what, it's going to smell off to me.
So
okay?
You think, just like a can of Coke, it's going flat straight away.
It's, I don't know, there's something about it. Does milk just smell
weird?
You
need a new fridge, dude.
Oh, yeah,
that's what you need.
Shane needs to come around and fix my bloody fridge for me. That's what it needs
to
do.
There we have the sparking, we have the technology. Let's get a new fridge.
No, guys, I haven't been kept in the fridge. I've been kept in the sun. That's where what you do, right?
So that's where you've been going wrong. That's the problem.
Superstition, just busted. Linsman.
Yo.
Bring this to the table.
Okay.
Australia, you may not know this, has a $5 coin.
$5 coin?
They brought it out today. I'm not even kidding.
You're fibbing. You got me. You had me. You had me hooked. I'm like, nah. Nah. They're not doing that.
Hear me out here, okay, it was released today. It's not in circulation, though, okay? But they're making 10,000 of them, all right?
That's not that many. There's like 23 million people in Australia and there's like 10,000 coins.
Honestly, you go.
We've got a problem here.
Now I wonder why there's a chance.
It's enough money. Where are these $5 coins at?
Yeah, but what I love about these coins is that they're actually shaped like a triangle with the sides curved, right?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the shape that is. That I'm sure there's a name for that.
Triangular
shape.
Circle? Let's go with that.
That was even worse than how I described it.
It's like a morph kind of tricirc.
It's a tricirc, all right? But I love this idea, though. I reckon we should go no more notes, all right?
No more notes.
Get rid of the notes. Because notes are boring. They can rip.
What are you going to throw at the strip club? Coins?
Mate, you give the coins to the guys at the strip club, then they give you the singles there.
So
then people know if you've been to a strip club because you're paying in singles.
That's right. You're paying the little plastic black things.
I know where you've been. You've been down to George, why am I? I was about to say George's strip club.
Because everyone knows. Everyone. Oh, Georgie Boy.
Oh, Georgie Boy strip club. Best joint in town. Seriously, though, $5 coins. Great idea.
$5 coins? Yeah. Don't know. Yeah. Are they going to work in the vending machines?
That's a good point.
We haven't got the weight balance right.
So I've only seen one photo of it, and when it was held up, it looked maybe twice the size of like a 50 cent. So it's a big coin. Well,
hang on, there we've got another problem. It's gigantic. It's as big as a coaster. It's not fitting in anyone's wallet.
It's all about multiple uses here, Lindsay. You know, you got to understand this. This is Australia, all right?
Yeah.
We need a coin that can be used as a beer coaster as well as being $5.
Well, Michael, if I'm getting out of a taxi.
Yeah.
And the guy says, oh, it's about $3. I hand him this $5.
What kind of taxi ride are you taking for $3?
I don't know.
Are you going down the street? Are you getting a taxi to buy your milk in the morning? I don't understand this.
Okay. You got me.
This is why you don't understand the $5 coin.
You got me. I've got a bit of sad news for you.
What?
The oldest man alive has died.
Oh, well, that is very sad news. I thought this was going to be funny sad news.
Well, when I said the oldest man alive, you're going to say, it's something amazing here.
What?
He's walked a tightrope or something. Did you think I was going to say anything else other than that he's died?
Well, I thought it was going to be something like, oh, they've, you know, discontinued the Dreamcast or something like that. that kind of sad. Not actually like someone's died. Okay, right. Okay.
The oldest man in the world, 116 years old.
Wow.
Has died.
Is that the oldest that everyone that has been?
No.
It's not.
There's the oldest lady in the world was 122.
Whoa!
So she was.
Man, can you imagine what she would look like, huh? Just one big old wrinkle she would be.
But this guy, 116, right?
Yeah. Not too bad.
He was pretty good. He was retired half his life.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
He retired at 65 thinking, I'm going to go any day now.
Yeah, just retired.
Just then watching death. The clock.
There's like 5-year gap there.
He got halfway through his life and went, gonna give up.
Yeah.
He got to 100.
He's just like, man, I should have kept on working. Now I'd still have a bit of money, but now I'm just broke.
I've got nothing to live for.
Yeah.
I was reading through the
that's
article.
That's the most depressing thing ever.
His nephew.
Saying, people that you've retired, you have nothing to live for.
His nephew, who was 80, was commenting on the actual, his age.
That's fantastic.
116.
That is not bad. If I ever get to 116, though, you know what I'm going to be doing.
What are you going to be doing?
Just mainlining straight heroin. I mean, come on.
You're on the edge of life.
You just go for it. Everything. And by the time I'm that age, they're going to have this wicked drugs that you can do. It's gonna be like the best thing ever. There's not going to be any side effects to it. But then again, probably everyone will be doing them by then, so.
Probably.
Yeah, I don't know. It's bleak future.
This is the part of the article that kind of intrigues me, okay? Oh. Now, this happened in Japan. Now, in Japan, they're a lot more efficient in terms of what's going on in the hospital, I guess. Okay. This man died exactly at 2:08. Not a minute more, minute before or minute after.
Okay. 2:08 a.m.
2:08 a.m.
Okay.
This is the part that intrigues me. To know that, there must have been a guy on guard watching him.
Oh, yeah.
Just going, he's going to die any second now.
Yeah.
To Wednesday night. Like, no, I've got to get out of here.
Don't be that guy.
I'm like, it's 2 o'clock.
I can see where
you're
going.
You've had a good run, son. I haven't got as long as you do.
Come on,
so,
man.
So I'm just going to pull this cord here.
You're retired at 65, all right? You don't have anything to live for.
Snitch, have you ever had one of those moments where you've done something stupid, but no one's quite seen you, so you kind of just like play it off, okay? Just walk it off, just pretend like nothing happened.
Playing it cool. Mate, playing it cool is my second name.
I saw this just outside the studio before we came in.
All right.
I was waiting for you, and you know the glass doors actually don't open for anyone here.
Yeah.
Unless you've got like a pass, you've got a little scannable pass.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I'm just sitting out the door, just waiting for you. This young lady thinks that she's all hip. She's this like, you know, a city kind of person.
Right, yeah.
You can get anywhere.
Yeah.
She walks up to those doors, just like nothing happens. And I'm standing there just like trying to be, pretending to be on my phone like,
oh, this is awkward.
This is a bit. Not over. Looks like the scanner's not working.
Sorry. I guess I don't pick up douchebag.
I look at her. She looks at me. Struts off like nothing had ever happened.
Did she play it cool?
Played it cool to the end. I myself
giggled a little bit.
That's correct.
I think she walked faster then.
Oh, that's...
But have you ever had one of these moments where you've done something and just tried to play it cool? Just played it off.
I mean, saying that I played it cool implies that in some way that I am cool, which I am absolutely not.
No, we have no grace.
Yeah, yeah. But I try to get away with stuff every now and then.
Okay.
I thought that I saw... actually, this actually happened not that long ago. It was about a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
I was running along because, you know, I'm starting to do a bit of running and stuff.
Getting fit.
Speaking about the
fact watched Rocky a week ago and now he's just pumping the iron.
Trying to get fit a little bit. You know how it is. But I was running along the street and I ran past someone that I swear I thought it was someone that I knew, one of my friends.
Yeah.
And I thought it was our friend Pat.
Okay.
So we've spoken about Pat before. I ran past him. And then I was just like, oh, that was Pat. Like, I looked up at the last second. I'm just like, hey, Pat. And I'm like yelling at the back, and it's not Pat, okay? So, I'm just like, Pat. So I've turned around.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was running the opposite direction.
You're behind a guy yelling Pat right into his ear.
Pat, and then it turns around. It's not Pat. And I just keep on running. Maybe just keep on running straight past that.
Like nothing just ever happened.
Like he wasn't Pat at all.
Oh, I was talking to another guy.
Just... because there was no one else on the street. It was just me and him. But it was just... Played it cool.
I'm just running away. Yeah.
And then Pat rang me up the other day and he's just like, man, that was really weird. Like, he yelled at my name and then he just ran straight past me. I don't understand.
Oh.
It is that time of the week again, Lindsay.
Feeling a little bit sore, man. Just shoulders.
What happens on the podcast? It winds you up. And what you need at the end of it is to unwind yourself.
I just got heaps of knots in my back. I just need to relax. I need to detox.
Yeah, well, you know, there's only one way of doing that, Linz, man.
What way?
It's this drug. It's called Xanax. I don't know. No, I'm kidding.
Oh,
it's meditation.
You had me there.
So let's kick into it.
Let's dive into this.
I got a good feeling about this one.
Okay. Snitch.
Yeah, Linz.
Why do they call them jumpers when they don't jump? Why?
This is the exact same one as last time.
Oh, did we say this?
No, you said, why do they call them speakers if they don't speak?
I'm interested. You're going to love my last question.
Ellen's man.
Yeah.
You've always heard about the theory of dropping soap in prison, right?
Yeah.
That whole deal.
Yeah.
Why don't they just use hand soap?
You've solved it. You've solved a major crime problem. Michael.
Yes, Lynn.
Whenever someone said six-figure salary,
yes,
I always thought they earned $1 million because there's six zeros in a million.
That's not six figures, though.
It's not six figures.
No, it's not.
Well,
they could have been close to a million, but it's not. That's not seven figures.
That's seven figures.
Hey, Lindsay.
Yeah.
You're a teacher.
Teaching the youth.
Just want to remind people of that.
I'm on a five. Maybe, I don't know, figure someone.
How soon you're going to be on a zero figure someone. Linsman.
Yeah.
I'm really starting to worry.
About what?
Well, I got so bored the other night that I actually considered watching Heartbeat.
Oh. I skipped a beat there. Snitch.
Yeah, Lins.
Do you ever have a phone call that you're so jazzed about that afterwards, as you hang up, you do the after dance? Phone dance.
Was that the call just then?
What's that?
The call that you just took?
No, no.
That wasn't that one.
Wasn't that one?
It's pretty jazzy.
I was like, sell.
It's just you. I mean, people don't know this villain. You have got a call before. You seem pretty happy about the call. I thought that might have been it.
Just did a little dance after, a little shuffle.
Yeah, might have seen something.
I do this quite a bit. I didn't realise it. I did it in the staff room the other day. All the teachers laughed at me. It was embarrassing.
You're an embarrassing man. I don't blame them.
Snitch.
Lens.
Do you know the keyboard?
Yes.
What keyboard am I talking about?
The one you type on.
No, I was thinking of the other type of keyboard.
Oh, like the musical one.
Tricked you there, didn't I?
You did.
They should have thought about that when naming keyboards. It's like, we've already got keyboards. Let's name this a keyboard. Come on, guys.
The 80s wasn't a thinking time.
No, it wasn't.
Outro! And we are done on the Snitch Lens podcast.
Got something in my voice there, in my throat.
Got a little bit of, I was going to say conjunctivitis. That's
my
your eyes. You may have that as well. I
might
don't
have
know.
A frog in there as well.
Mm. Lindsay, it's been a fantastic podcast. It's been a pleasure.
It's been a lot of fun. We hope you've had a lot of fun listening to it as we have had making it.
Absolutely.
Got there.
Got there in the end. And like we like to say every week,
spread the love.
You've been listening to Snitch and Lens.